It was just the neighborhood I lived in. I've heard it's pretty nice in other places.
Too bad you didn't have a good experience.
Conversation 3.
Hey, you never told me you were in Singapore.
Yeah, I was. I lived there for about a year.
Was it great?
Yeah, it was fascinating. It's unbelievably clean. Not only is there no graffiti, but at that time they actually banned chewing gum. It was against the law.
They banned chewing gum? Sounds a little extreme.
Well, I guess it's a trade-off.
Conversation 4.
Didn't you live in Paris for a few years?
That's right. That was back in 03. I mean, I came back that year.
What was it like?
Paris is a wonderful city, so much to do and see. But I'll tell you, the people were neither friendly nor considerate. But I guess I just got used to it.
I've heard that about a number of big cities, actually.
It's true. They're all the same.
End of Unit 5. Page 61. Exercise A. Listening. Listen carefully to the conversations about cities. Check the adjectives that are closest in meaning to what the people say about each place. Listen again if necessary. Conversation 1.
Have I ever told you that when I was growing up in China, I was sent to live in the countryside?
No, you never have. How was that?
Oh, it was terrible. Not only was the poverty hard to take, but it was also really boring. There was nothing to do but work.
Didn't you have a choice?
Actually, no. Everybody pretty much had to go.
It must have been very hard.
For this city boy, you have no idea.
Conversation 2.
So by the time we got back, we were pretty tired.
Wow. You're telling me about your trip reminds me of the time I lived in Los Angeles.
Really? You never told me about that.
Didn't I? I guess I didn't really have many positive things to say.
You didn't like it?
Well, I couldn't get used to either the pollution or the crime.